When a humanitarian crisis occurs, the international community is quick to respond with food and shelter for refugees in immediate danger. But the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, says more needs to be done to protect women and girls. At a meeting with congressional aides, he told the story of a woman who was attacked at a refugee camp in Congo.
She was raped by a group of armed men, one after the other, after the other, after the other. At a certain moment, her son, about 18 or 20 years old, her son came and he was shot and killed by the ones that were raping her. And when the news were given to her husband, he died with an heart attack.
Guterres says more needs to be done to save the lives of women and girls in refugee camps. More direct assistance, more security, more training, and more economic opportunities are needed, he says. The U.S. leads the world in providing refugees assistance. President Obama recently pledged $110 million to help the 2 million Pakistanis who have fled fighting in the country's Swat Valley. But Refugees International President Kenneth Bacon says funding is not keeping up with the scale of the problem.
I do think that the displacement and the refugee story is a very universal story that tugs on all our hearts. And I think people appreciate the cost and the pain of displacement and want to respond to it as well as they can. The ability to respond now during hard economic times by countries and by individuals is more difficult than it was before. But I think that the desire to do that is still there.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says there are places like Darfur where the international community's ability to operate is limited.
But to be honest, I feel, I wouldn't say skeptical, but very, very doubtful that there will be any meaningful political progress in the near future. So I think my expectation about Darfur is that things will get clearly worse before they will be able to get better.
To protect displaced women and children, he says, the international community must maintain pressure on oppressive regimes and support assistance programs long after the media spotlight has moved on or the immediate crisis has ended. Brian Patton, VOA News.